join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. This is the beautiful Christina Madden. Hey, and we help those targeting six figures or multiple six figures get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. And today we're talking about kind of keep the job. So we will get into that shortly. But hey, do me a favor. So we have some viewers live on LinkedIn, high LinkedIn viewers. We are actually monitoring the comments as well. So if you'd like to chime in, ask questions, add your insight, we would appreciate that. Or maybe you're listening at a future time on Apple, Spotify, or everywhere else on the internet. And if you are, of course, shameless plug, do me a favor. Christina and I are trying to be a top 100 podcast. So if you have watched more than two episodes of this and you haven't left us a 5-star review.
Can I share a fun fact with you?
You sure can.
So we want to be in top, what'd you say?
Top 100.
Top 100. Did you guys know? You'd have to fact check me on. You can fact check me on this
it's
one.
True.
But that it makes sense that you would be in the top 1% of podcasters if you completed 21 episodes or more. Because, and I know tons of people that do this, they start it and they stop, or have one episode and they stop. I have one I'm trying to get off the ground and everything's ready and who knows what's stopping me. But this podcast, we are on episode, what is this?
Man, I think we're 150. No, 137. Good question.
So we're in the top 0000000. Yeah. We're like expert masters.
Well, 90% don't even get past episode 3, actually.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Wow. So anyways, I bring that up because it's a game of consistency, just like
anything,
just
in
like
life.
All things career, all things success, consistency, and being willing to do the things that no one else will do. It's easy to win. It's easy to win because nobody will do the things needed to be successful. And it ties into today's topic, because if you are willing to learn what it takes to make a good impression and you have actual tactics and strategies to, acclimate inside of the environment of your new job, and you're focused on relationships and you're asking the right questions and you're positioning yourself really well, guess what? It will be easy for you to win and stand out and make this lasting impression because no one else will be doing it.
And that's how you get promoted ahead of other people. Everyone thinks it's this very difficult, very strategic moves and high level learning, when actually it's very basic. We actually just had someone, Christina, I know we're going to talk about our Mastering First 100 Day program, but I just want to talk about a recent win in that. And then we'll get into the topic. But we had someone who was in education for 25 years. Then she wanted to go into corporate, more of the corporate world, and she wanted to get into sustainability. She actually, when she followed the plans that we teach in that, right? So when she got hired, she got a good salary increase and all that, but then she had her boss, right? She was actually working on a project with her boss's boss's boss, and was able to build a good relationship and do a lot of these things that we're going to teach you today. So take notes. And what do you think happened inside 5 months of being at that company?
She took her boss's 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 job.
She got promoted.
I'm just kidding, guys.
Above her boss, but wasn't like, didn't manage her boss. She reported to like another division, but she went up two pay scales.
Yeah, quickly.
From literally some very simple stuff. No one's going to believe us. They never do. They never do. But please, hey, if you're trying to be great in your career, please believe us, because these things matter so much. They matter so much, just like we're talking about culture. The easy things. Hey, you need to recognize people. You need to do these 10 things. And everyone's like, oh, that's not going to work. And the culture stays.
I call myself the culture queen.
Yeah. So, hey, let's get into it. But first, do me a favor. Hey, if you need help in in your career, obtaining a new role, right? Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We're approaching almost 1,400 multiple six-figure interviews. We had multiple people hired last week. I'm glad Pam got hired, because if you tune into the podcast, we started a client series. I'm behind, but she was client series number one.
Oh.
How when she worked together 6 years ago, wow, we've been around a little bit. She had 5 offers from networking, and she was so gracious to give that to the Exec Upgrades podcast community. Pam just got hired this week, so let's give it up for Pam. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Any more admin notes before we kick off the topic?
There's no bigger compliment than repeat customers, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that for Pam. Mm-hmm. She's one of our favorites. No, I'm ready to get into this. And it's funny because this stuff nobody's willing to do. I can't wait to talk about this.
So let's get into it. Hey, 5 tips on how to make a good first impression. And this is vital for you. You are labeled so quickly when you go into these companies, your first day. Oh, Tim didn't get me his headshot. He was supposed to get me. You got marketing complaining at you, right? Like, oh, well, I had to follow up with Christina to get her headshot.
Listen, I know how to log in off the bat.
Immediately.
Listen. And this is not being judgmental. Okay. I have data that I know off the bat. If somebody struggles to log in their email, get me their headshot, follow the instructions on exactly what and this is so basic. You guys are thinking, oh my God, this is an executive podcast. How are these a problem? But I know if people stumble through or fumble through these basic things coming into the environment, or are late to a meeting, or have a ton of like reasons, like whatever, like I already know how long somebody is probably going to last. And it's not that I'm being judgmental. It's that
data.
It's that I know who will last and survive here.
So with that said, right, we're going to get into some tactics and strategies, but what I'm basically telling you is people are going to be extremely critical of you when you onboard.
Especially if they're investing multiple six figures.
And that was going to be my second point. Think about this. You getting paid $200K, $300K. Hey, you better get your tech set up. You better schedule an appointment with your assistant. You better get everyone what they need. Fill out your payroll forms, right? Don't be having HR following up 3 times for your payroll forms. So we're going to get into
messy
specifics now. I want to start off with the most important thing, which is, hey, you got to show up. In the military, do not be late anytime during like your 90 days. You will be let go. So no one says this, but you're on a probationary period all the time with companies, especially in the first 90 days. If someone's paying you multiple six figures, oh, I have this appointment. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, I'm running late. Oh, there was traffic. Oh, I immediately know there's no way I can give this person any more responsibility because they can't even get to where they need to get to. And that's like we even said in the military, that's 80% of the job is just, hey, get where you need to ahead of time and make sure you have what you need. In the military, it was like our rucksack and our ammo and stuff. But for you, it's, hey, make sure you got the PowerPoint deck, right? Make sure you got your notes. Make sure you got this. So the first thing is you have to be punctual. There is absolutely nothing is going to crush you more inside your first couple days, 30 days, than showing up late for anything, regardless of the reason.
Yeah. Rule number one of success, show up.
Show up.
I would say the only caveat to that is like you need to just really carefully communicate. Like if you do have pre-planned things,
absolutely,
then very carefully communicate.
Totally
that.
Not a problem.
But outside of that, you better show up, because if you can't manage yourself, how are you going to manage other people or big budgets or anything else?
That's why in our leadership program too, that's one of the main things we talk about, right? Is just managing yourself effectively.
Guys, I've had...
Because if you can't manage this, how are you going to manage 50 or 100 other people? It's impossible.
I've had candidates show up late, no show, email me, show up in the bed, in a baseball cap. That's what we're going to talk about.
Had a CEO.
Yeah, I wanted to forget that.
All right, so number one, hey, first, be punctual. Arriving on time. Ahead of time demonstrates respect for other people and shows that you are actually reliable and committed.
Can we talk about what they're wearing and what their remote office looks like or in person?
That was actually I know you have some notes and I have some notes. What do you think my number two is?
Well, and go over and follow Tim on YouTube. Is it the Tim Madden or Tim Madden?
It's Tim Madden Exec Upgrades. Christy will drop it in the comments. But hey,
because
if
he
you
just
do,
did a whole thing on this on
did
on,
a couple
on what your remote office needs to look yeah. like, what you need to be wearing, and how to show up confidently yes. and appropriately. Because in today's world, I don't even think people are intentionally meaning to show up messy, but they just are because they think that everyone has gotten to this like comfort level or whatever. But if you want to keep your job standout, get promoted, all the things we're talking about, you have to be able to set your office up appropriately, even if remote. Man, right now when I get on Zoom with people, I'm just telling you, it's a hot mess. But go ahead.
Dress appropriately. Your appearance is one of the first things that people are going to see when you pop up in that Zoom or when you walk in on that first day of work, right? And plus, think about it. It's your first day of work. Go buy yourself something. Buy yourself a new shirt. Buy yourself, because I, you know, me and Christina talk about this all the time. No matter what you buy, or even how much you paid, even if it was like a nice jacket you got off
this
a couple websites.
This was $19.
Yeah, on Cider. We are not affiliates for Cider, but they have ladies. Such beautiful stuff, especially for
some
ladies.
Some of it looks like vintage Chanel. I'm not joking. Head yeah. on over to Cider. Yeah. And but hit the 2-day priority shipping or you won't get it for like 3 months, okay?
Okay, so with that, it's like, think about it. How do you feel when you put on something new?
Mm-hmm.
You always feel good. You need to learn all these hacks, right? Remember number three trait of highly successful people, they have habit-based systems. Hey, a habit. When I start a new job, I'm rolling in with just something new on because, right?
It's because the outcome of what you're doing matters. So how you feel dictates the outcome.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you can learn to make that connection. Let me say that again. How you feel dictates your outcomes. Okay. So if you feel not your best, why don't you just do this for me? If you're sitting back and you're listening and you're like, oh, I feel great in a t-shirt and a hat, and that's just what I'm going to do. I hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. If you look me back on YouTube or my social media, I was coaching in a hat and a shirt and I thought that was fine and that's whatever. And I've moved past that in my life because of this reason. Go and just test it. Put yourself on a nice jacket, a crisp shirt, put on a little spritz of your favorite perfume, your favorite lip gloss, keep it simple, and then come back and tell me that you didn't feel 10 times better. It's just true. So slip on something nice, test out how it makes you feel different. So again, make the connection of how your confidence is impacted by how you look and how you feel and how you show up. Now, if you're a billionaire and you've built many companies, and you're showing up to the team meeting in a shirt and a hat, hey, more power to you. But that's probably not who I'm talking to, right? You gotta look good. You gotta feel good. You want people to follow you.
Dressing appropriately for your role and culture helps convey that I'm a professional. And who are you going to meet likely on your first day? If you're listening to this podcast, the Executive Career Upgrades podcast, you were probably aiming to be an executive. Or you're at the director, maybe you're a senior manager trying to get promoted. Think about this. Who are you going to interact with on your first day? You're going to interact with your boss. You might interact with HR. And most importantly, you're going to interact with your team. And we talk about in the Mastering First 100 Day program that we have here at ACU to help guide you while onboarding to make sure you do everything right. One of those critical areas is team. You are setting a standard right when you pop onto your team. So how are you showing up? Immediately, do you think your team's going to be like, oh, yeah, no. They're immediately going to judge you, right? So you coming in, making sure you're there ahead of time, making sure that you look like a professional. This is so vital. This is the most important thing, number one and number two.
Isn't that crazy to even think about?
It's crazy.
I know that people must be out there listening, and I'm just making a radical assumption here. They must be thinking, God, I can't believe that they're talking about these two things, showing up on time and dressing appropriately.
Well, here's why. We have helped here thousands of people make anywhere from 175. Last year, we've had a couple over $1 million offers. Why do you think we're talking about this? These are the questions we get asked. These are some of the questions we get asked. And we notice that some people have arrived late on their first day and they try to talk about traffic. Or do you know another one? Oh, my Zoom wasn't working. I had to do an update. So do your Zoom updates before your first day of work.
Go follow Tim on YouTube, because he's going to walk you through that specific stuff. Tim Madden Exec Upgrades on YouTube.
So make sure you do that. Hey, lots of good videos over there for free, because we want to help you, right? We want to help you not make these mistakes, because if you are there on time and you dress appropriately, you're already setting a good example. And that's the number one thing to building a good culture, which we're not going to talk about right now, but it's setting high standards.
And your company might have a dress code. You might want to also ask about that, in case, you know, I don't know, if they want you in a black jacket, you don't want to show up in the bright orange one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So ask
and
about
I know
that.
We have Heather tuning in today. And Heather, someone notified me that you are going on an interview, and I know you were very excited. So hey, Tim and Christina wish you the best of luck. You're gonna do great. And then we got Jason saying, love the feeling of putting on a new shirt. Me too. And even if it's this is Christina said this jacket is $19, guys. This shirt is $24.99 from Burlington. But I love these shirts. It's like a dry fit shirt.
It's Kohl's.
Oh yeah, Kohl's. $24.99. Love this shirt.
They have good ones at Kohl's. It's soft.
And then, a $10 tie. So I'm not saying you got to go buy an Armani suit, right? Just the fact of it's new, it's fresh, it makes you feel fresh.
And choose soft fabrics. I don't want to go too much off to this, but I don't mean get in this like stuffy, uncomfortable corporate vibe. Get yourself something you do feel comfortable in, okay? Because if you're uncomfortable, then you'll feel terrible too. Anyway, all right, how about mindset going in? So optimism
this is
and
number
enthusiasm.
Three.
Okay, and by the
I got show enthusiasm and maintain a positive attitude. Man, can you imagine coming in with a negative attitude on your first day? Be like, this is going to be your first and last day, right, at Executive Career Upgrades.
You sounded a little bit like Forrest Gump.
I did. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, we have people out there taking jobs they don't want too, right? So what do you say to those people?
I say, I don't care who you are. This is how you show up for a job, okay? And if you're taking a job less of you because you're in financial disarray or something, hey, I get it. But still show up like a professional and still be on time.
Yeah, because that's who you are, right? That's who you want to be.
Here's what people want to do. You know what, Christina? I'll get serious when I get the job I really want. I'll get serious in the basically what you're saying is I never practice before the event. Do you know who doesn't practice before an event? No one who takes anything seriously. Okay? You can look at every single, whether it's video games, whether it's sports, whether it's master craftsmen or whoever. Hey, they train before the event and they practice all the time. Why would you not do that? You are professionals. Maybe you don't think of yourself like a sports athlete. Okay. But maybe you should. Okay.
Grant Cardone talks about that. Like, learn how to get really great in crappy situations. Because if you can't be great in crappy situations, you can't be great in great situations.
Well, because here's what he says. If you don't have always practices, so write this down. Okay. Always practices. If you don't have always, you will end up with never. If you are not always early, sometimes you won't be early. If you're not always professionally dressed, right? It's the one time you kind of slip on it. And remember, these are standards for yourself. And now let's kind of recap, okay? If we don't show up on time, why is the team going to show up on time? Everyone's going to be running late all the time. And then how can you hold them accountable? How can you tell them that they're not wearing the right things, okay? So why enthusiasm and a positive attitude matters, right? It's contagious and helps create a pleasant work environment. And enthusiasm shows you're excited and eager to contribute, okay? Greet everyone with a smile, be polite, and show genuine interest in your new role and with your colleagues. And in the Mastering First 100 Days, I know I keep dropping that. This is where we talk about building an army of advocates when you get in that company, because
I want to make sure everyone listening has the call link where they can book a call to discuss this product, because you might be just getting ready to accept an offer. You might have just gotten the job and you tune into the podcast, but now you need to learn how to be successful in their environment. Great. You know how to show up on time. Great. You know what to wear. But beyond that, now we're talking about what do you need to do on the first day? What are the actions?
Because why we developed this program, hey, I want people to not only go get that job, but I want them to come in, alleviate all that anxiety and stress, right? And get like a lot of quick wins and everyone on the same page. Because I know if you do that, you're going to get promoted. And most importantly, success is going to be easy for you, easy for the team, easy for leadership, and everyone's going to win.
So Tim, show me what optimism looks like on day one when you walk in. Like, okay, so you walk in the front door, you're smiling. We know we want to smile. We know we want to have great posture. By the way, it's easier to do if you're dressed well. Just saying, I'm still going back to that. And you're on time. It's easier to smile if you're on time and dressed well because you're not stressed out and you look great. Now you go to report to your boss, or you're clicking their Zoom room and you're reporting to their boss. You feel awkward. You're a little nervous, but you want to make sure you're optimistic. What are you going to say?
Hello, Christina. How are you today? Okay, we'll just role play a scenario. This is our first meeting ever.
First meeting after you're hired, like first day. And now you're coming out for some training. You're going to get your meeting schedule and Zoom clicks on, or you walk in the office and Tim walks in.
That's what I would say. Hey, I just wanted to, hey, I'm super excited to get started today. I already checked in with HR, got my technology, and I'm about ready to meet my team. I just wanted to recap some of the key priorities that you wanted me to execute on over the 90 days. Hey, first, I just wanted to clarify, has anything changed since I got hired?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Number two, which do you think I should prioritize? Okay. Number three, this is what everyone doesn't do. Christina, can I get a recurring 15 minutes on your calendar every week just so we can have check-in calls? I'll still be providing you updates, right? But I just want to have a personal time between me and you just to make sure that we're on the same page and I'm achieving whatever, right? Get weekly check-ins with your boss. And then, yes. And then the priorities. And then when I meet with my team, the next one, we won't go too far down this, but here's how I would always approach. Hey, I'm Tim Madden.
Wait, we're going fast here. Okay, repeat these again. So, hey, I'm excited to dive in today. I'm excited for my first day. X, Y, Z are the priorities we talked about during interviewing and onboarding. Has anything changed?
Has anything changed?
Okay. Yeah.
Because.
And can I get 15 minutes of your time every week in between providing you updates so I can make sure that we're aligned on the goals?
Correct. The strategic goals.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now.
Now you're going to meet with your team.
I'd be curious to know how many people are listening that are like, oh my God, I would have never said that. Oh my God.
They're showing up and they're kind of scared.
Yeah.
And they're like, tell me what to do. I really don't know what to do.
What if the key priorities weren't, what if this person doesn't know? Okay. So like in a fast growing company, as you know, it can be like, oh my God, I like the person. Cool. Okay. Works out. Ha ha. You're hired. Okay. Now
now we're going to run a different scenario.
Now you really don't know what the key priorities are.
I already know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cause we build our own job description because we use Aspheris automation and we got a hold of someone that's fast growing, building another department.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, Christina, super excited to get started on my first day. We both know, right? There is tremendous opportunity inside the sales department and you haven't had sales leadership. And we've kind of identified lots of different data analysis, tracking, reporting, SOPs that aren't on place. So, hey, what I want to do over the next 30 days is I want to do a deep dive and really analyze what needs to be focused on. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to do weekly meetings with you for 15, probably 30 minutes, because I know there's going to be a decent amount of work to do. And as I start identifying these opportunities, I want to bring them to you to help me prioritize based on what you're executing on. So then we can get the department up to speed as quickly as possible, right?
Sound good. Okay, good.
When you're with your team, here's the number one thing, okay? Introduce yourself. Hey, I'm Tim Madden. This is my background. This is this. I'm very excited. I met a couple of you during the interview loops. And then just say this. This is the main thing you're going to say. Are you ready? I'm not trying to fix anything that isn't broken. Okay? This is what people want to do. They want to come into an organization day one to day two. This is wrong. They're like, you don't have perspective right now. That's the problem. You don't know what the priorities are of the business. You don't know this, right? So, and don't be that person that just is providing like tremendous feedback, like immediately on like everything that's wrong. That's weird, right? As a leader, okay, what are you supposed to do? Hey, I noticed this deficiency. Mm-hmm. I have a couple different resolutions,
Oh, don't ever bring up a problem without resolutions.
Yeah. Which one do you think I would go? So unless something is like critical, I wouldn't be bringing it up inside the first week or two. Hey, if you notice someone doing something absolutely absurd, hey, be my guest to say something. But tell people like, hey, I'm not trying to fix anything that isn't broken. Just know a business is never going to be fully optimized. Not even Microsoft. Okay. You got Dell out there worrying about massive problems right now. I don't know if you saw this, Christina, but here's what happened. Dell has 120,000 employees. Okay. They basically said, you got to come to the office. Okay. Mm-hmm. 60,000 of them said, we ain't coming back, my man. And so Dell said this, you ain't coming back. You ain't getting promoted. You ain't getting a salary increase. You ain't doing this. You ain't basically no more performance reviews. Hey, you can work the job you're doing forever. And that's it. You know,
and they probably said, okay, fine, I'm comfortable at home because people don't care about
well
growth.
They're probably going to go do, hey, if you're at Dell, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We need a full remote role where you can actually get promoted. But
well, hang on, so okay, keep going.
That's it. You don't need to be saying a lot. Well, what you should be doing your first week as a leader in any role is listening and asking questions.
Keep
that's
a little notepad.
All you should be doing. Right?
We call this a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think that it's so tempting for people like senior leaders, right? Like, especially people who have been in like consultant roles and you've built businesses and you've done all these things. It's so tempting to want to just immediately go in and identify all these things. That's not going to.
And then bring it and say, look what I found.
It's not going to fly.
It's not good.
Unfortunately. But it's not that you're undervalued or unappreciated. It's that the business is going one way and the business has very specific needs. And that's what you're supposed to be focusing on. And if you can't stay focused, you're not going to get recognition.
That's why it's important to be on the same page with your boss. We have a whole course about that too inside Mastery First 100 Days. Like, get on the same page. Because if
that's
I
not easy to do, by the way, that's an art.
Yes. Because if you don't know what are the priorities? You're right. You're just going to come with a list of a bunch of stuff.
And your boss is moving really fast and your boss is super busy and they're going to be hard to pin down for that 15 minutes. But if you can stay on top of them, like there's nothing I appreciate more than when somebody stays on top of me for those 15. Like I have one employee, like she had to fit it in like during my treadmill and coffee time in the morning because that's the only time that I can be really, really present with her. And we're so productive. But anyway, they will ultimately appreciate you for that. And you might have to go into a little bit of a sales mode to hold them to it. Follow up, make sure it happens, make sure it happens, make sure it happens, make sure, you know, create a distraction-free environment for that. I have another employee waiting upstairs for me right now who said, I need 15 minutes of your time without your phone. We're going to mute
without
everything,
your phone.
You know, because that's what's needed. So if you can achieve that, you're already going to stand out. Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, so Heather asked the questions, what happens when you feel like someone is not happy with you because they wanted the job that you got? I had to deal with this before, so I'm going to let you know how I handled it. All situations are different. So I took over a mid-sized recruitment firm area, and there was a guy that had been there for probably 5 years that interviewed for the role as well that didn't get the role. So I came in. You immediately, Heather, want to make those people advocates as quickly as possible, right? So once you hear about it, we're going to role play. Hey, Christina. Super excited to be working together. And I just want to let you know, I know you've been here for 5 years. I'm going to really need your support and lean on you because I know that you know all the ins and outs of this business far better than I do. So I'm really going to need your help. Mm-hmm. Hey, I know we were interviewing together at this. And here's what I do know. You've had, you know, a lot of commitment with this company. I want to let you know my main intention, right, is to help fill some of those areas. Help fill some of those gaps so that you can get promoted as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And if we work together as a team and you help me and I help you, we can both achieve everything. Hey, can I get your commitment to be on the same page with me?
And that's just beautiful, right? Because, and I know what some of you are thinking. And so we're going to pause here and stop and think about this for a second. People are in environments or they perceive they are in an environment where everyone is out to get them and they don't want to help them. And how would you approach that then? If a person thinks like, oh my God, this person that I need this information from, or I want to be able to extract certain things about.
You need to read the book Sell or Be Sold by our mentor, Grant Cardone, because even if you're not in sales, you sell in all the time. You sell into your spouse, you sell into your team to managing change, you selling on the difficult person that you have to manage. right? You have to sell them. And someone wins all the time in communication, mm-hmm. right? So either they're winning with all this negative, I'm going to sabotage you, or it's you selling them on why they need to be your advocate so you can help. And if you don't know how to do this, hey, you need to go pick up that book. This is the most vital skill you will ever learn in your career. It will help you get the job, keep the job. It'll help you get raises. It'll help you build relationships. It's literally the most important skill. But when most people hear like selling and sales and it's like, oh, it's sleazy, I don't want to do that or that. It's the most important skill.
Well, it's how you're going to get people to follow you. You're enrolling them into the idea of who you are. You want them to follow and be influenced by you. So if you see what Tim did there, he wants to make sure that the person that he needs the information from and needs the help from is, so Tim wants to make sure he expresses his deepest and truest intentions about both parties' success. There's enough sex. By the way, guys, if you guys need to hear this, there is enough success for everyone. So yeah, team up, collaborate, make your intentions known, and you can move faster that way. By the way, people are all caught up in this whole I'm an individual contributor on a remote island kind of a thing. And, you know, no. Like, you need, there is that, like, you, where you're not leading teams and everything, but you still need people and relationships to excel in any role.
Impossible. You have to learn how to
vote. Empires were not built alone.
You have to learn how to effectively communicate with your team and, yes, sell them on some ideas, right? So it's important. Otherwise, you are going to deal with this sometimes. You are going to deal with people that think that they deserve it for whatever reason, whatever. How are you going to handle that?
And you are replaceable. So don't be entitled and don't go in there acting like a jerk and thinking you're
imagine,
you know what, don't
thinking
stink.
About this. Imagine not showing up at the right time. Imagine not looking like a professional. Imagine not having a positive attitude. I tell you what, if you don't do those things, I give that other person, they're even going to be more upset now, right? Like, man, this person can't even show up on time. They show up jacked up. They have a bad attitude. Why the hell didn't I get the job, right? So it's even more going to, so people are like, how do I avoid this? Hey, listen to what we're saying. Just by doing this, it might alleviate that if you're in that situation.
And if you're at a company that truly does have a good culture, you won't survive there anyway. Like, it'll eat you up. You can't thrive amongst optimistic, goal-driven, successful companies showing up like a...
No. So four, we kind of touched on already. Hey, be prepared to listen and learn. Just like I said, hey, you should be listening and learning and not talking a lot while you're onboarding. You don't have any clarity. What business cycle are they in? What are their challenges, right? You have no idea. You don't know the ins and outs of your team. So why would you be giving critical feedback on everything, right? So be a good listener and a quick learner. It'll help you understand the company's ops and integrate more smoothly, because that's what we're talking about right now. Integration, not optimization. Optimization comes after integration. You should probably write that down too. Number two, pay close attention during introductions, training sessions, interacting with staff. Take notes and ask questions, right?
You might have deadlines coming
up. Some of the most valuable, you know, things you'll have is talking to other employees who have, why would you not leverage people that hasn't been there for years? Why would you not do that?
I would just say that the average person, they don't think like that. Mm-hmm. That's a mindset shift to utilize people. People are
weak.
So afraid of other, you know, the people, like, we as humans are afraid of other humans. It's the weirdest thing, whether it's like a stranger, you know, or like if you're in sales, you know, like, people have the money you want. Like, mm-hmm. that's why Grant Cardone says, who's got my money? Mm-hmm. Like, other people have the money you want. Other people have the connections you want. Other people have the information that you want. People. You can't be afraid to utilize people. They are tools. Now, I do not mean that you have to go and spend Christmas with them or happy hour with them or build these like deep friendships that maybe aren't aligned. I'm not even saying that. Maybe you find a good one here and there. Maybe. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about strategic relationships that are mutually beneficial, where there's mutual respect and alignment there. That's what builds incredible teams. Guys, do not overlook this part. If you're just scared and you're uncomfortable and you're whatever, you're just you're robbing yourself of a great experience and so many other things. People are so afraid of other people. This is the thing that can get me out of my seat and get me fired up, because
people have everything.
Somebody taught you along the way, oh, Sally's going to outshine you. Or, oh my God, your parents might have said, like, be leery of that person. Oh my God. Like, guys, my parents are probably listening. They always do. And I get some funny feedback about it. But, like, my mom always told me, be afraid of this person, they're out to get you, or like a snake, you know. It's like, and so I think we grow up with these stories that lead us to believe that people are generally not good. And I choose, you give two choices. I choose to believe that people are generally good, especially if you show up as someone that is good with good intentions and are a great communicator. That's where the magic happens. And so if you've been afraid to network along the way, or you don't think that people are going to be a big part of your success as you integrate in a new role, man, you're missing out.
Number five, the last one I got for you, communicate effectively. We've been talking about a little bit, right? So, but what I want to focus on is, hey, introduce yourself confidently. So how do we do that? We maintain eye contact. We be mindful of body language. Okay. So that's all you have to do. Now, most of the time, people don't know how to network. They don't know how to build advocates. They don't know how to communicate effectively whenever they're onboarding. It's so simple. Here's what you do. You just ask questions. People ask how they build rapport all the time. How do you build rapport with someone? How do you build rapport? You just ask them anything. So let me give you a couple examples just real quick. Hey, Christina. So you're a team member of mine, right? You're like, I'm your leader. Christina, how long have you been here? Right? You've been here 3 years. Great. Hey, have you been in this role? Were you promoted? Got it. So, hey, I'm going to lean on you a little bit. Okay. We have some priorities right now, but I want to know, what do you think the department is doing well? And where do you think there's improvements? Hey, I just want to let you know that I always want to know if you have great idea, you know, hey, five questions, you built rapport. Congratulations.
I have a friend that owns a pretty big chiropractic practice and, Missouri, and he had a bunch of his chiropractors in a training. I happened to be up there. I was getting something done with him. He's incredible, by the way. If you need a stem cell, Brett, anyway, I was in on his training, okay, with all of his chiropractors because I was eating lunch there and I was listening. And there was an exercise because they sell for him, right? Like really high ticket items up to $20,000. And these are the guys that are responsible for getting the patient the treatment they need and closing the deal. So helping change a life. And there's a lot of revenue on the line. And one of the exercises was go out into the community, I don't know if it's Subway or Starbucks or whatever, and start conversations with people and see how it goes. Like just learn how to build rapport naturally out in the community. And I kid you not, this room full of grown men, like in their 40s and 50s, said that they couldn't do it. I mean, they just like couldn't do it. They couldn't just say, hey, how's your day going? Or like introduce themselves. They struggled with that exercise because of, you know, being fearful, shy, lack of confidence, or just like they were like, I just couldn't come up with what to say. And I was like, oh, my God. So that's what I'm talking about, you guys. It's sad. Like, it saddens me. I could cry.
So here's why. Because
we're intended to build together.
You just need to do the uncomfortable things. That's probably a good ending topic. Okay. Some things in life are just uncomfortable. They just are. What makes them
the
not,
best things are.
What makes them not uncomfortable? Doing it 1,000 times. Then it's typically not that bad. But so many people don't want to do things, right? They don't want to let people go on the team that they know they should be let go. They don't want to talk and collaborate with people. They think it's silly. I don't know why. We have a lot of people in the Exec Upgrades program, right? We have networking certs, but some of them are just scared to talk to other people, right? How are you going to get anywhere in life and in business if you don't know how to communicate effectively with people that you don't know? Probably one of the most vital skills in business.
And what's sad about it is I know it's all fear-based. All stories in your head. Again, like the person's out to get you, or that you're not good enough, or you're unworthy, or like, is the person going to like me? That's why it makes me sad, because it's almost like The best thing I can compare it to without going too far out there is like a very childlike, it's like a child wound kind of a thing. It's a traumatic thing that has happened to humans. They don't feel good enough to talk to people. And so if you think that's something that might have happened to you over the years that made you clam up, or you've now identified, I'm a shy person, I'm an introvert, and now you're using that as a way to mask the fact that you actually just lack confidence and you actually just lack the ability to connect with people, be thinking about that. And definitely book a call with our team if you want to talk about how to go through day by day your first 100 days inside of your new job. So you don't have to do it alone. This is the other thing. Again, you don't do it alone. Like, me and Tim are people, and we have a team of people, and we have a community of executives that are doing the same thing as you are doing. So seek help. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to just take notes from the podcast and give it your best shot and then fail. So definitely book a call and have that conversation.
So, hey, let's recap. Be on time. Be punctual. Number two, hey, dress like a professional. Number three, show enthusiasm and a positive attitude. Number four, be prepared to listen. Okay. Number five, communicate effectively. While these tips, some people will say those are basic tips. You know what? If you can't master the basic tips, how are you going to master the advanced tips? Until next week, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Have a great day.